our evangelist, a man of God, apostle, prophet. Let's welcome Pastor Daniel Olawande again. Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Hallelujah. If you were shouting for Jesus, you wouldn't have stopped. Hallelujah. You know, somebody said a testimony to me. He said, I was on my way to the toilet with a very big scrotum. I was following on YouTube. I just shouted and the thing disappeared. In the morning, another person said, I've been bedridden for a while. He shouted, he jumped up and began to walk. I sent some of those testimonies to pastors. Are you ready to pastor? Are you ready to shout again?
Is that the best you can?
I don't have time, but why you shouted in the morning or maybe this evening? There's somebody like that. A growth disappeared in your body. Wave your hand. Just wait. A growth disappeared. You had that growth for a while. Come, please come. As we were shouting, the growth disappeared. Please come. Hello, man. What happened to you, man? I can't. Can I get another microphone for her? My time is short, too, and I don't want to delay any minute like this. Okay. You were not present here in the morning. You were streaming online. Now, I'm calling growth. Growth. I heard God. Growth. But the pain is gone. It's gone forever in Jesus' name. Now, let me hear you, man. Hallelujah.
I've not had a baby for 13 years. And there's this test women used to do. They call it HSG. Where you like check the womb. And when I went, they did that thing for me 3 times. Normally once. And they'll tell me, madam, we cannot find your womb. So this morning when we're shouting, I told God, they said my womb is not where it's supposed to be.
Wait,
put it back where it's supposed to be, and it should give me something that would let me know. So I started feeling this pain on my abdomen. Eventually it stopped, and I wanted to pee in the bathroom. I saw that I had a little bit of spot. I said, God, this is what I've taken. That I'll put my womb back together where it's supposed to be. But I said, when you come back, I have to say it. Praise the Lord.
Womb. After the shout, God did surgical operation. The womb came back and she saw blood. And she felt. Hello, man. Go and prepare for twins. It's done. What that? Amen. Oh, God. Listen, there is somebody here. Why we shouted? Your deaf ear open. Wave your hand. Why we shouted in the morning? One of your ears that was not hearing just open. I started hearing. Who is that person? Just wave. Okay, just wave. No, you don't have to come out. I don't have time. Okay. Jesus. See, some of you will go to. Okay. Some of you will go to hospital from Monday and the doctor's report has changed. That's it. The doctor's report has changed. All of them. Are you ready for another shout? See, there is something I've been hearing. I'm afraid of just saying it, but God said I should say it. There is a man with a small manhood, very small. The Lord said it has increased. You know, I told you in the morning about the swollen scrotum. The guy was at home in the bedroom. He was still looking at how solid, and while he shouted in the house, another person with one test is the other one is fixed. Now you will share the testimony in church. And you, Kabaneko, after this particular shout, throughout this week, there will be so many harvest of testimonies. Shatter that now. God gave you a miracle. Just wave your hands. Jesus. Wave it. No, not everybody. After that shout in the morning, you had miracles now. You saw miracles in your life. Wave those hands. If I use all my session to take this testimony, it's not even enough. Now, can we celebrate Jesus for these miracles? Celebrate Jesus for these miracles. Holy Spirit. My body will send it to Mary. My body will send it to Mary. Mama Pawa, fill it to Mary. Mama Pawa, fill it to Mary. Are you ready? Thank you for the morning. Thank you for all the miracles we recorded in the morning. Thank you for all the hands that got miracle tonight. Oh, Jesus. Thank you for those who we seek it. Thank you for bringing me here. I'm not the most qualified, neither am I the most anointed, but your mercy always qualified me. Oh, thank you. Sweet Holy Spirit, call you call eternal with my Lord. Call you call eternal with my Father. Glorify Jesus in this meeting. You the sick delivered your breast and our hearts are flame. And I vow not to take the glory. I vow not to take the glory in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Give God a shout of praise and have your seat like kings and queens. I want to especially appreciate Pastor for this opportunity. And Mama, thank you. Thank you. Do you know why I'm laughing? I just got a text from my wife. Babe, this stage fits you. You are too handsome. Ah. It has affected the message. As I just, the thing just pop up. Ah! Marry well, it get wild. It get wild. A bad wife can drink joy. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma. Are you ready? I have a short time. What? In the short time, God will do something. Oh, glory to God. I'm just a forerunner for the apostle tonight. This is not the message. This is pre-message. Apostle will come and give the message. So I'll just do the little I can do to just prepare your heart. But we started something in the morning by saying that it is the being. There's a dimension of joy called him. You remember? And there's a dimension of joy that looks like happiness. And when you begin to transfer the source of your joy to things, God can begin to take them. Can you lift up and say, Lord, I give it to you. Do you know what killed many pastors? As soon as men begin to praise you and you enjoy it, as men are praising you, you quickly transfer it back to Duna. Because there is a way that makes you look as if you are the one doing it. Oh God. I pray for the sick get well. You know, there's a way you feel as a pastor, that is another do. Yeah? Mm. And you are quick to accept it. I say, we is fasting, you know. We fasted 30 days. 30 days. Hallelujah. We press and touch some lambs. The cherubims, the encantadors. I was caught up to the tall devils. I saw God. When I say it, it must happen. Abba! You can say it and God will say, what happened? And sometimes things are happening because God's name is at stake. So somebody came with faith. Hello, sir. No, when you tell people that they don't have faith, that's why they're not getting well. Sometimes God is asking you, can a dead man have faith? Did Lazarus have faith? There is a dimension that bypasses the faith of people, and it is God's virtue that met with their issue. When virtue meets with issue, miracle is the result. A woman said, I had issue of blood. Jesus said, virtue left me. Virtue met issue. Miracle is the testimony. Guess what? I don't have any virtue. But there is no virtue that is living, Pastor. Jesus is the owner of the virtue. So you must be quick to remember, it's not high. There is always somebody behind you that makes it look. I won't deceive myself that I'm qualified to be here. It is his mercy. So it won't look like because I've pressed, I've touched something. That's why the door's open to me. Press. You only be pressed. Say it is him. So it pains God. Anytime you try to look for joy outside him, God is jealous. It's one of the attributes of God and one of his names. Say, I'm a jealous God. Some people say, one day my wife said, I'm jealous. I said, I'm like my father. I'm not a bastard. If you like something, you'll be jealous over the something. Is that correct? God loves me so much, he's jealous. He will fight anything to retain my relationship with him. If money contends with it, you can deal with money. Even if your child contends with God's attention,
know you love your spouse, but love God more than your spouse. The best thing, love God together. Because, so that we both understand that there is someone that is more important than us in this equation. It's called Him. So my source of joy is not what you give me. It's Him. It is Him that touched your heart to give it to me. Hallelujah. Give me the best car. God touched your heart. God touched your heart. So when you are giving me the car, I say, Father, thank you for touching His heart. Can you quickly excuse yourself and refer it back to Him? But why am I here this evening? Is to explain to you that even though you understand these things, you must be able to maintain an atmosphere of joy. So my topic this evening is maintaining the joy. How do I maintain this joy? We have agreed that the joy is from Him, not from me and not from things. So is it possible to lose what He gives to me? Are there people who have lost what God gave them? Yes. I can give you something and you are careless with it and you lose it. Somebody said, Pastor, can I lose my salvation? I said, yes and no. How? He's not willing to collect it back from you, but you can be willing to throw it away. Because at salvation, He gave you the Holy Ghost. So, and they call Him the seal. So as long as the Holy Ghost is there, you are not going to lose Him. So He gave you an engagement ring till you show up for the engagement. But when I come back and say, babe, Alpha, where is my ring? Sorry, I've misplaced it. It's not my fault. You threw away the ring. You can throw away your joy. Even though God is not willing to collect joy from you, He's not a wicked God, but you can throw it away. Say, I will not lose my joy. Because when you shift attention to the things happening around you, and you neglect the fact that there's a joy that is beyond things, you are gradually losing your joy. Romans 14:17. He's talking about the kingdom. That is where you belong. Hello, sir. You don't belong here. Hello, ma. You are not from here. You are from there. And he said, the kingdom where I belong is not in pounded yam and elastico. Is that in your Bible? It's not in afang and edikaiko. It's not in shawarma and pizza. But what? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now, let me ask you a question. Did you get the righteousness by yourself? He gave it to you. Follow me, I'm going somewhere. So, 1 Corinthians 1:30. Say you become, Christ became to us righteousness. So, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Is that correct? Peace. Did he give it to you or you got it? He said, peace that passeth all understanding. Philippians 4:7. John 14:27. He said, peace I live with you. Peace I give I unto you. Meaning he gave me peace. Now, are you the one that will not go and get joy? If he gave righteousness, mommy, he gave peace. Will he not ask you, go and look for the remaining one? What did he give also? He gave joy. Someone say, he gave me peace. Say, he gave me righteousness. Say, he gave me joy. So he gave you everything. Your work is to maintain what he gave. And he said what? Joy in the Holy Ghost, not joy in circumstance. Meaning, it is inside the Holy Ghost that the joy can be found. Meaning, my greatest asset is the Holy Ghost. Why? Because my joy is locked up in the Holy Ghost. Oh, Jesus. Hello, sir. This is your phone. You have, what SIM here? 9 mobile SIM, right? Airtel SIM. I gave you 150 gig inside 9 mobile SIM. Can you use the gig outside without the SIM? the gig is inside the sim. To neglect the sim is to neglect the gig. So my joy is not outside. He gave me peace, I can find it. He gave me righteousness, I can see it. But said joy, it is coded. It is inside the container. He said joy in, not joy with. It is inside. Joy where? In. Joy where? So to locate joy, open Holy Ghost. To locate joy, open the Holy Ghost. So to try to find joy around the Holy Ghost is an error. Ah, where is joy? So you have to press in to see what is in.
Yes, sir.
Many of you are looking for joy in church. So when somebody offends you, you say, I'm not coming again. He didn't say there's joy in church. Many of you are looking for joy in choir department. So when HOD say you are not backing up today, you feel sad. But said the joy is where? In the Holy Ghost. He is where? Inside the Holy Ghost. Meaning, to find joy, don't look around. Look inside. But the question is, where is the Holy Ghost? Where is the... It's because to find joy... Hello, ma. Can help me with your bag. What is in your bag? A lot. This is the Holy Ghost. To access a lot, you need to get this bag. Is your phone here? Is your money there? Is your ID card there? Everything is there. So everything, phone, money, ID card, inside the Holy Ghost. To neglect this bag is to miss phone. To neglect this bag. What is in the Holy Ghost is not only joy, but joy is one of those things in Him. So I'm looking for joy. I'm looking for a phone everywhere. God is saying, be wise. Check the phone. Check the bag. Open the bag and pick the phone. But you are saying, give me phone. Give me phone. Give me phone. God said, your head needs to be resetted. He said, the Lord said, open the bag. And you can't get the bag until you come close to her. Because the bag belongs to her. So I need to come to her and say, please give me your bag. And then when she gives me a bag, I say, can I open the bag? Then I open the bag. Then I pick the phone. The way to get the Holy Ghost is to come to God. So you are finding the Holy Ghost outside God. You are in error. You gave me a bag. I gave you a mantle bag. Sir, money will not finish there. Are you with me, sir? Are you with me, man? Say it is in the Holy Ghost. Say it is in the Holy Ghost. You know, when you check Acts 14, the last verse, he said, and they were having full of joy and the Holy Ghost. Acts 13, the last verse. They were full of joy and the Holy Ghost. Because why? Where you find Holy Ghost, you will find joy. Now, you can't find Holy Ghost and be sad. Sadness is not the fruit of the spirit, it's the fruit of the devil. So when you are sad, we know your father. See, I refuse to be like the devil. Oh. You know, I'm an Ekiti man. We like pounded yam. It's an error to find an Ekiti man who doesn't like pounded yam. Are you with me? But I don't like akpu. Because I'm not from where they eat akpu. Are you with me, sir? So when you find me, pounded yam should be natural. Akpu should be adjustable. So, sorrow, error. If I have sorrow, is I'm trying to be like what I'm not. Hello? Speak in French. Speak it. I say you must speak it. He cannot speak it. It's not his dialect and he didn't learn it. So, I don't know French, but pardon the way I said it. Say, bonjour, mademoiselle. Say what I say.
Bonjour, mademoiselle.
It's looking like tongues in your mouth. Sir. Who can speak French very well? Now, what? See, if you see the way they say what I say, it will be smooth in their mouth. Is that correct? Because why? They are not struggling to say it. But you are still struggling. Your mouth is getting twisted because it's not your real language. Sorrow is not your real life. So that's why when you feel sorrow, it's not your real you. You are trying to be fake. When you have sorrow, you are trying to be fake. So it doesn't last long because it's not you. But you can maintain joy for a while. You can live in joy forever because you are not faking it. That's your real you. A fish don't struggle inside water. I don't struggle inside joy. Because why? It's in the Holy Ghost. But in sorrow, after a while, you feel bad. No, do you know what? Let me play with my wife small. When she's offended, she will sit down waiting for you to come. She'll be waiting. She'll be waiting for you to come. Sometimes they won't look as if they are waiting, but in their heart. You know, women, leave me alone. They say, please come on, come on, come on. Leave me alone. They say, please come, please come. So when you go and you are going, are you not the one that said, leave me alone? But are you going and you are going? Just like that? Just like that? She's expecting you to come. So when you are in sorrow, if you are looking for somebody to make you happy, is that not also? Because that is not your real you. Now, are you looking for somebody to make you sorrowful? Have you woken up one day saying, who will make me sad today? Sad, sadness. Who will make me sad? Because it's fake you. It's fake you. It's fake you. The real you is a joyful you. Hallelujah. They say, why are you laughing? I'm just happy. Because why? That is the real you. Any other you is not the real you. There are three kinds of you. The you people told you you are. The you you think you are. And the you are in the Holy Ghost. The you are in the Holy Ghost is the fullness of joy. Say, I have joy. Someone say, I don't just have joy. I live in joy. In fact, I am joy. Joy is transferable. Now, transfer, 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 transfer. You cannot give what you don't have. You cannot give what you don't have. Because I have joy, I can give it. Can you give somebody joy? Give somebody joy. Give somebody joy. Let it spread. Let it spread. Let it spread. This is me. 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 I am joy. Hallelujah. Listen. Comedy cannot make you have joy. Some people are laughing, yet they are depressed. Have you seen people laughing and they are crying inside? Yes, they are laughing. What really makes you have joy, real joy, is the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost. Somebody said the Holy Ghost. Some of you have limited the Holy Ghost to tongues. Holy Ghost is the pumping machine for joy. Is what? The pumping machine. Let me close. Huh? Okay. Are you blessed at all? So let me explain this to you. And I close. Give me your phone. What network do you use? Airtel. I need someone using MTN. 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 Your phone is even heavy. MTN. Where is MTN headquarters? In Ikoyi, right? Is it Ikoyi or where? Can that MTN SIM, MTN office, enter this phone? Can you enter this one? So, how do you become an MTN subscriber? You buy SIM. Is that correct? So, with your SIM, you don't have to go to MTN office. You can call them on your phone. So, every phone has a SIM port. Is that correct? The SIM enters. Is that correct? So, what did God do to be able to, so I can be pumping joy every morning? God wants you to live a life full of joy so you can be pumping joy. So what God did was that when God was creating you, he created you with a SIM port. He created you with a SIM port. Your SIM port is the spirit. You know, SIM enters SIM ports. So he gave you Holy Ghost SIM. To enter your human spirit, simport. You know, MTN office is big. He can't enter this phone. God is too big. He cannot enter. So, how is God everywhere? God now gave us a sim called the Holy Ghost that can enter. 1 John 3:24. Show me. 1 John 3:24. 1 John 3:24. Marakayakata. Let Let's read. He that keepeth his commandment dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by. How is God dwelling in me? How is God here? Now, 1 Corinthians 3:16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God? How? And that the Spirit of God, what? Am I the temple of God? Now, how is God dwelling? By Spirit. So, God created a sin, Holy Spirit, to enter my sin port, Uma Spirit. Now, do you know when you have sin? That you have sin, you can call, but you need data to browse. You need data to browse. Is that correct? Now, it's possible to buy a SIM and maybe data came with it. But after you keep using it, what will happen? You need to refill. So what did God do? God gave me the Holy Ghost and placed it in me. And ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost have come. And ye shall receive data after the SIM have been bought. But God did not stop there. God now said, you need to be refilling and be subscribing. You need continuous subscription so that you can keep browsing. So as long as there is data, what happened? Automatically there is update on your phone. So when you are full of the thing, the fruit of the Spirit and the gift of the Spirit, naturally you walk in certain realities. But when those things go down, there is no update. Because data is going down. There are things you can't download when your data is low. So what do? You subscribe. Now, if you want to subscribe, you can use maybe your bank, maybe Star 131, or whichever way you want to use. So what did God do? God said there is a system called Joy, but you must learn how to subscribe data. What are you going to do? There is already Holy Ghost in you. The Holy Ghost is the pumping machine. Holy Ghost is the sim. But sir, do you want to walk in joy every day? Learn to subscribe. So if you can subscribe on a daily basis, you can begin to browse. Assess possibilities. The reason why you are sad is that you are far from subscription. How do you subscribe? I don't have time. When you begin to worship God, it's subscription. Maybe that is your Star 131. Another dimension, when you begin to feed on the word of God, is subscription. Maybe that is using your VTU. And that way, when you begin to fellowship with other brethren, like coming to Mercy Conference, how many of you are feeling, you'll be feeling joy just by coming? That is another way of subscription. Maybe by somebody transferring data to you. Another way, this one is the highest way to subscribe. It's unlimited. Barakando kakriya tosia. Zesekete prokopa. Zaza ekaligarata. If you are sad when you start, by the time you are done, you are happy. Because why? There is so much data in your spirit to assess realms. Somebody, a lady came to me one day. He said, Pastor, I want to die. He said, Pastor, I want to die. I said, you can't die. Please don't die. He said, I will die. I said, you can't die. He said, please, I want to die. I said, you can't die. He said, please, I want to die. I said, please don't die. I was begging her. I was doing therapy. After a while, I got angry. I said, oh, you spirit of death, out! He said, Pastor, no, I'm not dying again. I'm not dying again. What took me 3 hours of therapy? Took me 1 minute of fire happy. So yes, I'm not dying again. She's still alive to today. Oh, she's not dying. No, the reason why you are depressed is that you are far from the world. The reason why you are depressed, you are far from worship. The reason why you are depressed, you don't attend meetings. You don't attend meetings. You don't pray in tongues. That's why you are sad. Rise up and subscribe. Rise up. Well, let's subscribe. Let's subscribe. Let's subscribe. 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 Amen. Wait. Another way to subscribe is shouting. Wait. Wait, listen. Do you know how I ended masturbation? I was addicted to masturbation for years. I became very terrible. That if there was no Vaseline, I used anointing oil. Devil wanted to finish me. Oh. So one day, the day I was going to finish this spirit of masturbation, finish it forever. I was in the bedroom. I was beating. Soap was in my hand. I was having an erection. And the Holy Ghost said, Holy Ghost, God forbid. Devil said, oh yeah, do it now. And I said, eh? Do what? He said, nobody is here. Your hand has soap. Everything is rising already. Just wait. And I said, hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. As I was shouting, erection was dying. Because what? Wall of Jericho didn't fall down flat. It sank. It sank. There is a shout of victory that killed depression. Hallelujah. There is a shout of victory. It kills depression. It kills depression. It kills depression. Listen. Listen. Anytime you are sad, don't keep quiet. Don't keep quiet. Listen, listen. Even when you want to pray, don't pray silently. Oh God, my Father. Listen, sometimes I'm reading Bible. He's not answering. Don't allow him. Say, I don't understand. Begin to read it out. Read it out loud. Loud. Let your ear hear what your mouth is saying. Are you ready to subscribe? Listen, wait. Oh God, oh God. Listen, if you understand this technology from today, sorrow is not your nature. It's your fake you. Somebody say, it's fake me. What is your real you? Where is the joy? When you do things in the Holy Ghost, you access the joy. Remember, the word I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. God is a spirit. Those that worship him must worship him. The sound of victory is a spiritual thing. Is that correct? Worship is spiritual. Word of God is spiritual. Tongues is the language of the spirit. Now hear me. Bible says, God, 1 Corinthians 14, 2 and 4. If any man speak in tongues, he speaks not to men, but to God. But I be it in the spirit, he speaks in mysteries. Meaning, if I pray in tongues, Gabriel cannot pick my call. Michael cannot pick my call. It's God's direct line. It's God's direct line. So, if you do any of these things, he said, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, where am I? So, if you do any of these things, and number five, way to recharge is love. Wait. Bible says, he that sitteth in heaven shall what? And you are seated with Christ where? In heavenly places. Are you ready to laugh? And shout. Somebody laugh. Shout.
Hallelujah.